Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Did you guys know that we make some really awesome activities for you based on these episodes? So, like, today's episode, if you go onto heymrjim.com, look for activities for kids, and there's all kinds of really fun stuff for you to do after you listen to the episode. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure about the Arctic foxes? Oh boy, this is going to be a cold one. You ready? Me too. Let's go. It was a chilly day in Iceland, and it wasn't quite winter, but it was getting very close. And our family of Arctic foxes were starting to prepare for winter. The parents would run out into the fields and gather some delicious food and bring it back to the family. You see, there were a whole bunch of young Arctic foxes that were a part of this family. They lived in the den, and they were very dependent on their parents to provide all that delicious food, especially as it was getting closer to winter. Because in the wintertime, sometimes those food sources can be a little, not very dependable. All right, Kona, I need you to keep an eye out on that golden eagle out there. I'm going to sneak out and try and see if there's any more berries left in the field. I'll be right back, said Kettle. Kettle was running out into the field, and his fur was still brown. You see, Arctic foxes, their fur, it changes. In the winter, it's very white, because what do you think it needs to blend into during the winter? Yes, the snow! And so their white fur, it definitely helps blend into that snow. It works like magic. But when there isn't snow, and it's that brown grass or the dirt, that is why their fur stays brown the rest of the year. And as Kettle was darting through the bushes and the grasses and over the hills, he was almost invisible to that golden eagle. All right, kids, we need to get everything ready because Grandpa is coming over for dinner soon. Grandpa's coming? Shouted one of the pups. Woohoo! The pups all got to work, cleaning up their rooms and setting the table and getting everything ready for their grandpa. They loved having their grandpa over and hearing all of his amazing stories. Mom, what are you doing? Asked one of the pups. Oh, I'm just keeping an eye on that golden eagle up in the tree. You see, Dad, he ran out there to go get some berries and just the last couple things we need for our dinner tonight. And I just want to make sure that that eagle doesn't see Dad. What happens if the eagle does? What'll happen? Asked the pup. Oh, well then I will just howl and bark and that will send the message to Dad and he'll dart away. It happens sometimes, but don't worry, he's way faster than that eagle. And just then, Kettle, their dad, walked in the door. Hey, look who I found outside! Grandpa! Shouted the pups.
Oh, it's so great to see you. Oh, let me come on in and give you all a big hug, said their grandpa.
They all piled on top of him. All the pups loved their grandpa Theo. All right, kids, all right. Let's give your grandpa a breather and let him get some air. Why don't you come on off of him, said Kona.
Oh, it's okay. I love being jumped on. It reminds me of the days that I lived on that Viking ship a long time ago. Have I ever told you kids about the time that I lived on the Viking ship?
What? You lived on a real Viking ship? Said one of the pups. You've got to tell us.
All right, gather around.
And just then the pups all immediately stopped what they were doing. And they were completely frozen. You would think that they got frozen in ice, but they were just so attentive to their Grandpa Theo telling the story. Kona and Kettle finished preparing the dinner and set it on the table and called everyone over to eat.
Oh, but we are just getting to the good part of the story, said one of the pups.
I know. Well, we can finish the story either at the dinner table or after. Your Grandpa Theo is going to be spending the night with us.
He is? Yes!
Everyone raced to the table.
Oh, my bones, my knees, they're very sore. That must mean the snow's coming tonight.
Dad, it would be way too early for the snow to actually come. Look at our fur, it's still brown.
Our fur is usually does a pretty good job of knowing when the snow is coming, because then it changes color to white.
Oh, I know it'd be early, but that snow, sometimes she can be tricky, and my knees never lie.
Did you know that sometimes grandparents, they can feel the weather in their bones? They can, it's like a magical power that grandparents get. When you reach a certain age, your knees and your bones, they almost do a better job than the weatherman. Everyone gobbled down dinner. It was a very delicious dinner that they had all worked very hard at preparing. And that night, Grandpa Theo told the story, the rest of his Viking story, and then all the pups got ready for bed
and went to sleep.
The next morning, as everybody woke up, Kettle and Kona woke up all the pups and told them about how today was going to be a busy day. All right, we need to go out and collect a whole bunch more food. Your grandpa's usually pretty accurate about when he thinks the snow's coming, so I think we should stock up the rest of our cupboards. As they opened the door to their den and looked outside, they couldn't believe it.
Holy smokes! Look at all that snow!
The whole family stood there in shock. Overnight, while they were sleeping, there had been a ton of snow that had fallen. Like, probably almost a foot deep. Holy smokes! That is a lot of snow, and that's not a good thing. Because, like I said, Arctic foxes, their fur, it changes. Not quite like a chameleon, where they can just change the color just by thinking. But they have to wait for their new white fur to grow in underneath the brown fur, and then the brown fur falls off, and then they're left with the white fur. So it doesn't just happen like in one day. It takes time.
Kona, what are we going to do? Said Kettle.
I don't know. We're going to need to figure out a way how to get there because we do not have enough food to last this much longer.
Well, between the two of us, I'm pretty sure my fur is a little more whiter than yours, said Kettle. As he was looking through his fur, there wasn't much white fur, but he was right. His coat was starting to change.
I just need to run over to the shore and get some more fish, and I think there's a whole bunch of berry bushes over there that we haven't picked from yet. If we can just get enough fish and berries, that should last us enough time for our coats to change color completely.
Kettle poked his head out the door to look and see if that eagle was nearby. And there it was. She was flying in circles directly above their home. And as soon as Kettle poked his head out, she saw it right away and dive bombed down, and Kettle jumped back into the den.
Whoa, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought.
Oh no, what in the world is this family of Arctic foxes going to do? That snow came way sooner than it should have, before their fur had time to change color to white. I don't know what's going to happen, but they are going to run out of food unless they're able to get over to the shore where those fish and berries are. We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for question time. All right, who remembers what story their grandpa was about to tell them at dinner time? Was it the time that he went swimming with polar bears, or the time he lived with Vikings on a ship?
Yes, I would love to hear that first story, but yes, he was telling the story about Vikings on a ship. And do Arctic foxes change the color of their fur quickly, or does it take some time?
Yes, it takes some time. Well, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!